Kamara's the lone setback. Pitch it to him right, trying to turn the corner with a block in front of him. He's to the goal line and in! Kamara hit outside the end zone, but with second effort and that great balance of his, he falls into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run. And that's the kind of rhythm the Saints sought for all last week against the Rams and never found. Backs in an eye. Handoff once more. Stewart leaping, diving for the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. So two long touchdown producing drives, one for the Saints, one for the Panthers, on a 2-yard leaping effort by Jonathan Stewart, his third touchdown on the ground this season. First and 10, the New Orleans 16. Ingram gets the call here, and he's free. Beyond the 30, 35, up to the 40. 45 midfield, Panther territory, 40. Weaving his way inside the 30. 25, 20, down to the 15, and dropped just outside the 10-yard line. Offset backfield, Ingram is the running back. Ingram with the call, right side, Ingram trots into the end zone for the score.
Dominating drive by the Saints up front right now. That offensive line really took control.
Breeze goes empty, standing in the shotgun, looking to his left, now over the middle, now throwing to the goal line, touchdown! 1 yard deep in the end zone, Michael Thomas takes it in for the score. Newton calls for the football, retreats, looks, lots of time, throwing to McCaffrey, near sideline, to the 10, to the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown, wide open, nobody covered him. That's a 21-yard touchdown reception by Christian McCaffrey, and that will be his fourth touchdown reception of the season. Saints showing blitz and may have come across, but no flag. Panthers pointing things out, and here comes Klein, and he's got his former teammate back at the 10-yard line. Panthers thought the Saints had jumped across. They're pointing in the direction of the Saints that there should be a flag. There was none as the Saints got back on sides and they dropped Newton for the second time of the day. A 13-yard loss as A.J. Klein brings him down. One receiver split to this side, and that is going to be Coleman. Here's Kamara, slips the tackle, 10, 5, touchdown. Is he special or what? A 20-yard touchdown run.
I don't know how he does it, Jim.
This will be a 31-yard attempt. Morstead puts it down. Lutz puts it up, and it is good. He drills that one from 31, and the Saints extend their lead with 6:08 to play. Here's Newton throwing to the far sideline. Catch is made by Funchess, and he's going to take it in for the score. If he was not out of bounds, and it doesn't appear that he was, he caught the ball inside the 9-yard line, turned up the sideline on the far sideline, and took it in for the score. He beats Ken Crawley for the touchdown. Breeze throwing it quickly, near sideline, Kamara. Kamara is free again, inside the 40, 35, down to the 30, hurtling over a tackler, and dropped down around the 28-yard line. He puts the air in Kamara again for 22 yards. Saints in victory formation as Breeze kneels. Ted Ginn Jr. back there as the safety at the 40-yard line. And this one should go into the record books for the Saints officially in a minute and 45 seconds. Kamara, Kamara, we love you, Kamara. You're only a play away.
You got a busted lip right now he's trying to take care of on the sideline, but put a little ice on it, he'll be all right.
His sixth game with over 100 yards from scrimmage and his fifth straight. He has been sensational again today. Breeze to kneel once more on second down. Panthers respect the veteran and don't even come across the line of scrimmage. They know it's over and they've been beaten by the superior team today, who will sweep the series against the Carolina Panthers. It all started in Carolina with the third game of the season when the Saints were just playing horribly in an 0-2 start. They turned it around against Carolina, never looked back in the course of an 8-game winning streak, and now they've started a new one after losing last week to the Rams in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I want to give a huge shout-out to the fans. I mean, because you are a huge part of this happening as far as this game is concerned, so congratulations to you guys as well.
On third down, Breeze will kneel, and he doesn't have to do so again. And these fans staying to the end for this one salute the guys in black and gold, and they have done a fantastic job here today against the red-hot Carolina Panthers. And that's the end of our game with the final score of the New Orleans Saints 31 and the Carolina Panthers 21. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.